Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The 0-1, swing at a pop-up, foul, third base side, Bohm going out near the line, he's calling, he's got it, and the Phillies have got a hold on first place again by beating the Mets. 7-1 the final, the Phillies win it, and they win the series here this weekend as the Phillies once again take over sole possession of first place in the East.
2 out of 3 against the Mets and back in first place. Welcome back. Spin Day Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. Joining us right now is Rhea Hughes. Rhea, how are you?
I am fantastic. You cannot be playing the Rocky music in June. Okay?
As he makes it louder.
This is just ridiculous.
We are ridiculous, Rhea.
Oh, I know. Why do you think I come on this show? Not coming on some show that's just normal.
She was tasked to help us out.
Yes. Yeah. And this sit-down is brought to you by the Mattress Warehouse with exclusive bed match technology to find your perfect mattress.
And it is a sit-down.
Yes.
You sit you and Kyle down. And
so you're not all in?
Here's the thing is, they are contenders because
yes.
If you look at, you know, the top five teams, you got the Tigers, the Dodgers, the Cubs. Phillies have beat the Cubs and the Dodgers.
And now the Mets.
And the Mets. And Jesus, although they still lead the season 4-3.
Because they swept.
Because they swept. Yep. That's kind of, when it's a 4-game one, that one just hurts even, you know,
oh,
more.
I know.
But no, I mean, they're 100% contenders. Playing the Rocky music. For somebody like me who is, you know, I go high, I go low, it's even a little bit much for me.
I get that. But this was a good weekend.
It was great.
And what I thought was so important is they got the Mets when they were down. Like, if they couldn't beat the Mets this weekend, I was ready.
The pitcher they beat yesterday, didn't
Peterson.
He hold them scoreless in the which game of last year?
It was either game 3 or 4 up there. Yeah. No, he's a good pitcher.
Yeah, he's a good pitcher.
Yeah. But I was thinking, like, when they lost Saturday, I'm like, all right, it's even 1-1.
It was Mick Abel had it. You know, listen, he's a rookie. Yep. I went, all right, kids do for a bad game.
Yeah, I thought so too.
Yeah.
But I thought last night, like, if it felt to me like a huge game, like they needed to win. Yeah. If they had lost this series, I would have felt like they just can't beat the Mets.
Yeah.
And now at least that washed away. And now we get to play this out over the full season. And Lizardo, I think it's pretty clear he was tipping because when he's not tipping, he's awesome.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at him, and I love that you played that because sometimes people go, well, you only get up for the big game. I love when somebody's actually honest. And the fact is, he's pitched really well against the Dodgers, twice against the Cubs, against the Mets. He's allowed, what, 1 earned run?
In 25 innings or so?
Yeah, I mean, so I like that. He's an interesting character. And I think if he gets a chance to pitch in that ballpark, which he did in the playoffs, but not for the Phillies...
Yes.
He's a guy, I think, who could feed off of that.
I think sometimes players get to teams that have, like, new energy to them.
Yeah.
He has this new energy. Like, I'm on a contender now. I'm in a big city. Yeah. So I thought that was great. And then they hit more this weekend. And Rhea, they've done well without Bryce, which, you know, two weeks ago when he went down, I was like, they're in big trouble, right?
Yeah.
They got swept by the Pirates. Bryce is out. But they've rallied. And now this is the second time in 2 years, right, or 3 years, 2022. It seems like when Bryce is out for a while, they, like, it's almost like a collective, like, we got to pick it up without him.
Oh, yeah. And Otto Kemp.
Yes.
You know, the Otto Kemp factor cannot be.
He plays first base, third, left field.
Just saying, where do you need me? Hello, Trey Turner. And I know Trey's
doing very well
right now.
Yep.
But it's like... Sure. I'll go out to left field.
Yeah.
Okay, you want me at first? Where you want me to pitch?
That's that want to. That's what you got to have. And I was telling.
Well, when
I
you're
was
undrafted,
about it. You got to be able to be flexible and versatile.
Yeah.
And you have to be willing to do whatever, like to stick and stay. That's what he was. That's what we were talking about. But I'm glad you're here, Rhea, because I said this last week, and a lot of people got upset with me.
Oh boy, here we go.
Okay.
He's the oldest looking 25-year-old that I've ever seen.
Oh yeah. Oh, definitely. It's the mustache.
See.
You said AARP. He's 25.
I said old ass Otto Kemp.
Yeah.
I didn't say AARP. I just said old ass Otto Kemp. He looks
Kyle's
a little older.
Kyle's mustache makes him look 10 years older.
That's right.
It does make him look older.
He looks like a a porn star. That's what Kyle looks like with that mustache.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Otto Kent.
Oh, no.
Otto Kent looks like you know, once you said that about my son when I sent you a picture, he looks like someone who should be doing your taxes. And you know what? He was a finance major, by the way. So,
yeah, he does like it.
But yeah, so, no, I'm thrilled with the way they're playing. They're pitching. But, you know, we got to get some bullpen help.
We were talking about earlier, like, they have the elements that they can win with. Like, as much as we complain about the offense, they're third in baseball and on-base percentage, right? Like,
yeah, I heard you mention earlier, what are they in runners in scoring position? Because they are getting on base.
Yeah, I'll look that up.
Where they were struggling with when they went through that stretch of, where they were like 2-9, they were getting on base. They just weren't bringing guys in. I'd love to know what it's been in the last, you know,
I'll
games
find
where
that.
They're 10-3.
But like, I looked this morning, and they're third in hits, they're third in on base, they're top 10 in OPS. Like, sometimes we watch them and we're like, but every team has dead spots in a lineup.
Yeah.
Even the Mets. The Mets top four is really good. I mean, they all had a bunch of home runs. But once we're at the bottom of the Mets lineup the last couple of nights, I'm like, that's not very good.
Looks like we're seventh in baseball in batting average.
Overall. Yeah. Oh, with runners scoring position?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Wow. I thought it would be just because I know during that bad stretch, they were pretty bad.
Yes.
They couldn't bring anybody home.
Yeah, but you're right. As great as the starting pitching is and as solid as the offense is, I'll just use that word, it's the bullpen that holds us all back because, I mean, it's hard to trust any of those guys. I mean, Kirkering's been better lately, and
yes.
I do like Kirk.
I do not trust Strom in a one-run game.
Don't trust Strom. No. I don't want Romano anywhere near a big game. So, like, I think they need two arms.
I think they need two as well.
Yeah.
Which is why it's kind of a good thing that Marsh is really, he's playing well, hitting well.
He has.
You know, because it's, you know, you're going, all right, I would like them to eventually fix center field at some point. But what you need now is bullpen help.
Yes. And if Kemp can play in the outfield, I think they could get by in center with Marsh and in left with
the
combination
platoon.
They can't get by with this bullpen. It's just,
it
will crush them at some point.
Oh, it'll crush them in a heartbreaking way.
Yes. And the question is, I wonder if they're going to go get two solid relievers, or is Dave really going to go get like a great closer?
I want a closer.
I do too.
I mean, you know, that I've seen teams win with closers.
Just someone you can trust.
Yeah.
Like even eighth inning, it's a one-run game. Go finish the game. Get the last four outs.
Yep.
Hugh, that's the one thing. As much as the starting pitching has been excellent and the offense has been mostly pretty good, they have not fixed the bullpen the entire season.
So we've kind of, because I feel like when we talk about this team, it's at the trade deadline, it's only going to be one of two fixes. It's going to either be the bullpen or another bat. So we're with the bullpen.
We're kind of focused on the bullpen.
Focused on the bullpen.
Okay.
I'm not going to turn down a bat if they can get one, too.
No,
I mean,
if somebody wants to throw us a right-handed bat, you know, I'm more than willing. But there is enough offense on this team if they hit when they're supposed to. I mean, they are. They paid for enough of it.
And we're assuming at this point Bryce is going to come back, and he's going to be Bryce Harper.
Okay.
I mean, if that changes, then their need for a bat goes up. But I'm
James
assuming he's coming back.
Where were you guys on the plunking during the Braves series after?
I wanted retaliation. I wanted to be in the Braves.
I was trying to be mature about the situation.
Yeah, when we yelled at him.
Okay, let me ask you a question now. The entire league is aware that he's got a wrist problem now.
Mm-hmm.
So when he gets hit again, are we doing anything then?
We swinging on people.
Okay.
We better. We better.
No, because you have to, because the thing with the wrist injury, is very vague. And we were talking
it's got to be chronic.
And then we were talking about a few weeks ago, the training staff, not trying to throw him under the bus, but it just feels like this year they've kind of missed the mark on
the Aaron Nola thing should not have been out pitching those two games.
Yeah, so it's one of those things.
Although we don't know what his injury went from his ankle to his rib cage.
Yeah.
He said he woke up with it one day and we haven't gonna see him for 3 months.
Yeah.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm going to leave that one.
You is not buying
that. What do you got?
You don't buy it, do you?
You got a theory?
You woke up and your ribs are cracked?
That he said he woke up and he was in pain.
Well, here's what I will say.
My son
woke up yesterday morning and came out. We were down the shore, and our shore house is a tiny little cottage. I mean, it's just It's nothing special, but it's my sure place. But it's three bedrooms, one bath. We're all on one floor. He comes walking out and he goes, all right, which one of you took my shirt off in the middle of the night? I'm like,
Wait a minute, what?
Yeah. Why would anyone do that?
Exactly. I go, dude, so he's 15. I go, you won't even take, if we go out to try on clothes, you won't even take a shirt off in front of me.
Yeah, okay? Right.
And I go, he goes, no, what, somebody did. I did not. So I'm assuming that the same ghost that it showed up in Clark's room is the one that showed up in
our room. We got to stop this ghost. He's out of control,
this guy. Yes. Who took my shirt? Not a question I was expecting to be asked.
Russell, wouldn't he wake up if he took his shirt off while he's sleeping?
His room's really cold because it's the smallest room.
Yeah, right, got it.
I'm running out of space for him because he keeps growing taller.
Yeah, that's what kids do. They keep getting bigger on us.
I don't know why they stop, but it's so little, it gets like a meat locker.
I get it.
So he wears a sweatshirt, yes. But yes, wasn't expecting to be accused of that.
I would not have been either.
But
I just,
apparently that the same one who took his shirt off apparently, you know, cracked the ribs.
I mean, I have some thoughts, but I really don't think
you're
going to
do this again. You're going to do this again?
Let's not. Actually,
okay.
I mean, I think we kind of know where I'm going with this.
Yeah, this is you always do this. Hugh loves to say, have a thought, and then say,
I'm going to say it,
but I'm not going to say it.
That sound, well, I'm here now. That sounds like he was swinging from the chandelier a little bit.
Arenola.
Him and his wife, which she probably was swinging from the chandelier.
If he's swinging from the chandelier, that's probably how it felt great for him.
Hugh, if there's a Philadelphia athlete less likely to hang from chandeliers than Arenola.
It's a metaphor.
I'm ruling out it's Arenola doing anything funky.
Metaphorically speaking.
After all these years of being the most boring every fifth day pitcher, now he's going to get hurt doing
this. I will say this.
Like, those are the ones that you
gotta
don't think.
You got to watch the quiet ones?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. You got to watch the ones that don't say a whole lot because, you know, what they say, no one knows where the nose knows goes where the doors close. I think that's how it goes.
No one knows
where the nose goes when the doors close. That's what it is.
Okay. And
that's our cue to go back to the phones. Paul in Pensacola. Hey, Paul.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, Paul. What's up?
I don't think that the they could win the World Series with Marsh and Rojas. They need a more power hitter in center field. I think they need, you know, like somebody like just cover the ground. They don't have to cover the ground like Rojas does, but you know, just cover the ground, just cover the center field, and put more power into the ball game. Like he does nothing. He does nothing. And like he's like popped up, you know.
But you're not going to lose a series because of your nine hitter. I mean, I know that everybody blamed, what was it, 2 years ago?
The Arizona series, yeah.
I mean, other guys in the lineup are hitting as they should.
Right.
Then what Rojas does at the plate shouldn't matter as much.
Yeah, and Paul, I'm not trying to go overboard on Marsh because we've seen him here for 4 years now, but he has been better the last month. Like he's actually hit pretty well for over a month now.
He goes like 2 weeks and then nothing. And
yes.
Like
one week
and then nothing.
But the bigger issue, Paul, is the bullpen. I mean, they can get by with this outfield. I'd like to improve it. We would rather get another outfielder, but they need to fix the bullpen. That's going to crush them if they don't.
You think that's a major problem?
I do. Yeah. I mean, how many relievers do you trust? I mean, I think the answer is one, and it's Kirkering.
Yeah.
It's hard to win a playoff series that way.
Kirkering is getting better and better and better and better. He's like, he's becoming really
upset.
Yeah,
you can't roll him out for three innings.
Right,
every
he's
night.
A one-inning guy. I mean,
that's the problem.
I understand that, but like, you can't rely on him. Like, you know, like back in the day when you had what was his name?
Lidge,
Madsen. Yeah. Romano, is that J.C. Romano?
Oh, J.C. Romero, like, the lefty, yeah.
Before we knew about the,
guys,
you know, the PDs.
Those guys were freaking studs.
Yeah. Well, so, I want one of those. Go get me a stud reliever.
It was nice when you had seventh, eighth, and ninth guys.
Well, you knew you get through six through the starting pitcher and
exactly
the game was over.
With this team,
it's the opposite. Yeah. I mean, you need the starters to go like nine or eight, and that's, it's, Paul, it's, and we appreciate the phone call. As good as their starting pitching is, Rhea, that's, It's hard to ask to go into a game against the Dodgers, Mets, Cubs in the playoffs and need 8 innings out of your starter. Because that means they got to face the lineup at least 3 times. Yeah. Like, yeah, I think Wheeler could do it, but asking the other guys to do it, that's hard to ask.
Sanchez, yeah, I would worry about that.
Yeah. No, they need more out of their bullpen. Darren is in Allentown. What's up, Darren?
Darren.
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for having me on the show. And bonus time with Rhea. This is awesome.
You got it, Darren. What's up, buddy?
Thanks. Hey, guys. So I'm currently on the road heading into New York right now, and I'm feeling a lot of loser energy coming from this place.
I can imagine. Well, they lost 8 out of 9. A lot of loser energy up there.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. Our friend Spencer Strider seems to agree with that assessment. But,
they're playing them again, right? They've got a stretch. They're in the midst of a stretch of 10. They had 4 with the Braves,
then
3
Phillies,
with the Phillies, and now 3 with the Braves again.
I think the Braves are in New York this week.
And the Braves swept them, right?
Yes, in Atlanta, yeah.
That'll be interesting.
Let's do it again. Yeah. Let's go Braves. Yeah. It's weird to say that. But
let's go Braves.
Yeah. Sweep the Mets again.
Yeah, go Braves for now.
Yes, for this
couple days.
This stretch of the week, yeah, because the Phillies play the Braves at the
right
end of the week.
After that, in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Exactly. But, guys, so it worked out that I was at both of the wins this weekend against the Mets, and what an atmosphere. It was a lot of fun, and seeing that double slide, synchronized slide, I couldn't believe my eyes. I was out left field seats, like right in front of where Stott's double rang off the wall, and, of course, you know, I mean, the reaction from the crowd was electric, as it always is in moments like that. And everyone's jumping up and down. I can barely see them looking. I'm like, wait, guys are coming around. And then I look up between the two big dudes, and I see, like, this. Like, I'm like, wait, did I just see this? Was that two people sliding at once? It was like, is something wrong with my vision? And I realized what happened, and I just started laughing out loud. It was hilarious. It was, like, the funniest, unintentionally funny thing in a game I've ever seen. It was really cool.
Well, and then adding to it was the double safe call by the umpire.
Oh, that was the best.
It was almost like your eyes were playing a trick on you. Like, wait, did he just double safe it?
And how about the reaction of the catcher who didn't realize that JT was right behind him?
It was awesome.
I mean, that was my favorite part. I was like, he doesn't know he's right on his heels.
Well, and I get that, because why would he think that?
Why would he think
there's
that?
There's one runner. There can't be two runners at the same time. Darren,
I hate that the highlight for that will always be in the City Connect jerseys. They
haven't grown on you at all, have they?
No. And again, you know, I'm down the I was showing the replay to my brother and my son. And my brother goes, who's, because this was, I was showing it to him Saturday morning.
Yeah.
He goes, what team is that? And I I go, it's the Phillies. And he goes, don't they wear red uniforms?
Friday nights.
I said the Red Sox Friday night uniforms, I believe, are yellow. So
those are terrible.
So hideous. They're hideous.
I haven't seen those.
They're like bright yellow.
Yeah, they don't connect with me at all. They are not connecting. There's no City connecting with me.
Darren, good phone call. I mean, I do think every 3 years they switch them out. So we'll get another whatever they come up with in a year or so.
Well, it's not going to ever be our colors. So that bothers me.
I wonder what they would do next. I mean, if they probably would go to a different kind of color scheme, right? Because they went with the blue. I don't know where they'll go next. But they have grown on me. I don't hate them as much as I did at first.
I mean, I liked it, but I can get what you're saying, because it probably would have been better in the powdered blue.
Well, if they would have had some red in it.
Yeah, I hear you.
It is weird without zero red.
It is.
Yeah.
It's just bizarre to me. So,
well, because all the other Phillies combinations all have some red,
exactly.
Right? Like the maroon
I love the maroon. You know, I love powder blue.
Powder blue,
the powder blue.
It is kind of bizarre without any red.
I hear you. But I looked at, I guess it's the contrasting colors where it's a little bit bluer, lighter blue.
Ombre. Girls get their hair colored like that, it's called ombre.
Oh, is that what it's called?
I did not know that.
Yeah, we learned something
now
today.
I know.
Like Hugh's beard.
Yeah.
No, that's not ombre, that's gray.
Just in case you didn't know,
I caught a strike.
No, what that was is just a little reality check for you. In case you didn't know, your beard was gray.
I'm reminded all the time.
Yeah,
you know, it's a little gray. Yeah. Thank you, Kyle, for you know.
Well, someone Friday said you were pushing 60. So.
Yeah,
no,
yeah, no, yeah, I mean, it's better. My son said I'm 100. He told somebody this weekend I was 100. So
how old is he now? 6?
He's 6.
Oh yeah, he thinks everybody who's older is 100.
Yeah, I'm 100.
Yeah. So. Well, with kids, like, you're either a kid or you're bordering on 100.
Yeah.
There's no in
there's
between.
There's no in between.
Yeah, like there's. I noticed with my kids, there was like a level where you were close to their age. Otherwise, you were just old.
Yeah.
Like teenagers were like them, but if you were in your 30s, you were old.
Oh yeah, forget about it.
Yeah, just an old person. So don't feel bad.
I mean, I don't. I mean, it is what it is. Yeah. But when he's looking at you and he tells people. that you're 100 is a little, you know.
It's not far off. I mean.
It's not far off.
Closer to 100 than zero.
Oh, my God.
Well, that's true.
That's not very nice. Yeah.
Oh, good times.
And he's pushing 60, as we learned on Friday.
Pushing 60.
He's not pushing very hard.
That is obvious at this point. All right, so, Rhea, before we end our conversation, Where are you on the Harper thing in terms of just the way they've kind of told us what's going on? Because I find it bizarre. Because last week, Dombrowski said he's clear when he's ready. Topper seems to say he'll just show up one day back in the lineup. Yeah. But every time Harper talks, like on the broadcast last night,
he
seems to be like, yeah, we'll see what happens. Like, he doesn't seem to want to give any sort of timetable.
I mean, the way he spoke last night, it was almost to me, like, as long as the team can keep winning,
I'm going to just wait.
I'm going to let this heal.
I felt the same way.
Well, because it apparently healed when he wasn't hitting.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I guess, when he started hitting again. He knows where he wants to be at the end. So I think if they are continuing, you know, Kemp has been a terrific addition for them.
Yep. Energy he's brought.
Energy. Yep. And they all talk about it. It's not just something we imagine. I mean, Castellanos has spoken on. By the way, I didn't work on Friday. I found it hilarious that he caught. And they didn't pull him out on Thursday night, which I thought was the right thing.
Oh, it was the most, like, you couldn't have scripted that any better.
I knew it. I was laughing.
Oh, it was
like,
amazing.
I like Castellanos. He's got a little bit of an edge.
Yeah.
He doesn't bother me. But I think they try to keep him out for as long as they can. So it's a chronic thing to me. That's the feeling I get.
He said last night, I think they had a back and forth. We're going to play it in the next segment, that 10 days maybe, right? Yeah. But 10 days brings us to July 3rd. The All-Star break is July 13th. If we're at July 3rd.
Yeah, why?
Then you might as well just wait it out. And that gives them like a month and a half without playing the game.
They don't play the Mets for 2 months.
I think late August is the next time.
And, you know, look, they made up 5 games.
I know.
In like a pretty short amount of time.
It's incredible. If you had told me 2 weeks ago the Phillies would have been in first place, I would have said, I don't know about that.
I don't think so.
After they got swept by the Pirates?
I think you do is you let him, as long as the team is playing well, like don't rush him back. Let that heal because you're going to need him at the end.
Yeah, and it feels like ultimately here, this is going to be his decision when he gets back in the lineup.
Yeah, but I will say this. The disconnect and the speculation that we have, the reckless speculation, I should say, it's just a little weird because he's saying one thing. The organization is saying something else. And like I said earlier, the training staff has missed the mark on a few players this year.
Aaron Nola thing was really bizarre, it's one of those things.
So when you hear it, you're wondering, you know, you have to ask yourself, where is it coming from? Like, or is he truly healthy or is it more to it?
Well, he did say there was nothing. They said there was nothing structural.
Yes.
Okay.
And remember, you know, Bryce is the assistant GM. He will determine when he comes back.
Someone's got to make the call. I mean, it's got to be someone in the front office Bryce Harper.
And he's pretty clutch when he's out there. He has been pretty clutch when he comes back. You know, he's been pretty clutch.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll hit when he comes back, but he's got to come back and hopefully stay healthy. All right, Rhea, we appreciate you hopping in. We will talk to you next week. All right, we got a lot to get to here. You'll hear from Bryce Harper on the other side, what he said during the broadcast last night. Also, what he said Friday when he met with the media about his wrist and the fact that it's not, according to him, a structural issue. 215-592-9494. But I'm actually disappointed today with the lack of people willing to go all in with this Phillies team as a World Series contender. I am fully bought in after they finally beat the Mets. They've beaten the Cubs. They've beaten the Dodgers. They've beaten the Mets. What more does this team have to do? You got Hugh Douglas over here telling me it's only June.
It's too early. It's not a lot of baseball left to play.
It's halfway through the season. Early. This guy's driving me crazy. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Hatfield just dropped something really special, everybody. It's marinated carnitas. It's a pork roast, and it's boneless. It's boneless. It's tender, juicy, and it has flavor for days. This isn't your average pork roast. It's boneless, and it's next level. The new Hatfield marinated carnitas pork roast is perfect for Sunday dinner, or whenever you want to feel like a hero without breaking a sweat. Trust me, you're going to want to grab one or two. Put some pork on your fork. Hit up simplyhatfield.com to find a retailer near you. Hatfield, better care, better pork.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.